Hi, everybody. This is Richard Carafell from Agility, and welcome to PR Profiles, a podcast and video series where we chat with experts in the PR and communications industry, because we think PR is the most formidable, dynamic, and rewarding field there is. And we want to introduce you to some of our favorite powerhouses in the industry. And today, we're speaking with Anna Crowe, founder and CEO of Crowe PR. How are you today, Anna?
I am great. How are you, Richard?
Fantastic. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Indeed. A tenacious leader and speaker, Anna Crowe wears many hats, including being a published author, a full-time business owner, a community leader, and a mother of two. A former Muscovite and a longtime New Yorker with more than 20 years of industry experience, Anna now resides in San Diego, where she runs her award-winning public relations and influencer marketing agency, Crowe PR. Okay, so let's get right into the questions, Anna. So first of all, can you tell us more about your personal and professional journey from immigrating to the U.S. to being awarded Businesswoman of the Year by the San Diego Journal in 2021. Now, what advice would you have for up-and-coming PR pros who want to follow in your footsteps?
Yes, of course. Well, I know we don't have a whole lot of time, so I'll keep it brief. I did immigrate to the United States, specifically Bronx, New York, when I was a teenager, and I came with my family and did not speak the language. So the first few years was all about learning and mastering the English language, which then took me, you know, years later into a communications profession. But along the way, I stopped in public accounting for a little bit in Manhattan, and then made my way to marketing and sales roles, and eventually to public relations. And then, of course, starting this agency in 2015, gosh, 8 years, almost 8 years now. Yeah. And we've had this agency, like you said, it's Integrated Public Relations Agency, Crowe PR. Really proud of the work we've been doing. Our team is all over the country, including New York, Tennessee, Texas, LA, all the places. And in terms of advice, gosh, you know, I have so much advice to give. I always feel like I'm very verbose with my advice, but overall, I think in public relations, you know, we talk about strategy, storytelling, and ROI, right? So how do we design a strategy that helps clients be successful, whether it's a customer that's in healthcare and technology, like what we specialize in, or hospitality or consumer products or other, identifying what really drives their business forward. So really understanding the business and the industry that you're working in, and then coming up with really compelling stories. What helps your customers break through the noise? It's a very noisy landscape. The external marketing environment has been very dynamic for the last 4 or 5 years. So identifying how do we really help them craft their narrative and break through the competitive landscape? And then finally, how do we measure success? Do we really understand their success metrics, and how do we measure that ROI? So I think at high level, those would be my tips.
Those are great tips. Fantastic. All right. Thank you, Anna. Now, as I mentioned, you are a published author, and your book titled Get Real, The Power of Genuine Leadership, Transparent Culture, and an Authentic You highlights the importance of authenticity in the workplace. Now, what are some takeaways from your book that you could share with us? And how can professionals who are not yet in but are working towards leadership positions apply those takeaways?
Sure. Well, to your point, Richard, my book is all about finding the authentic self. So leveraging your superpowers in your professional and personal journey. So really understanding what strengths you bring to the table, to the conversation, having a lot of awareness around yourself and maximizing that potential. So I talk a lot about your personal journey, how to identify what is the right career path. You know, I started in public accounting, and if you told me 22 years ago when I was working at Deloitte in Manhattan that 20 years from now I will be running an integrated national public relations agency, I would have said, really? That doesn't sound like I'm on that track. However, I was able to really hone in on my strengths. What is it that I bring to the table? Is it creativity? Is it analytics, right? Is it storytelling, writing, et cetera? Ideation, strategy, and then find the career that made the most sense for me. So for me, I did dabble in sales, marketing, I think recruiting at some point, public accounting, and then found myself. So the book talks a lot about your personal journey and your professional journey, identifying your strengths. And then of course, because I am in public relations, I cover brand authenticity and how to craft brands that stand for something, that have a powerful why, that is consistent, and you're able to communicate. Customers today are very savvy. and they can see right through any facade. So making sure that you have a clear why and that you have a compelling story and you're able to communicate that in the most authentic way.
That's great. That's right. It's funny how you bounce around a little bit before you really find where you belong. And that's cool. Mm-hmm. All right. Now,
and that's okay, right? I think that's sure. Very appropriate.
Hey,
we can always recreate and find things that are more suiting for ourselves.
That's true. And it becomes more rewarding, you know, once mm-hmm. you end up there. Yeah. All right. So now how do you think the current economic state is impacting PR? And how do you see the industry changing, I should say, over the next few years or so?
Yes. Well, I think it varies by industry, right? Obviously, there's the macro environment that we're all working in, and that impacts the supply chain, rising costs, labor shortages, all those things. And I think some industries are certainly feeling it more so than others. From the PR perspective, I think our profession becomes even more so important in this economic climate. And I always talk about public relations being a critical part of the P&L. A lot of companies are quick to cut their marketing and sales expenses when times get tough or the economic climate gets tough. However, that is the time to double down and invest for the long term, for the sustainability of your company or your brand. So I think for us as professionals, making sure that we are identifying ways to monetize what we do. So making sure that we're communicating the value of public relations, making sure that we have an analytics piece to PR and integrated marketing in general, right? So I think for us, it's important to make sure that our brands that we represent, our customers, and in general, brands have a story to tell, have a clear positioning statement, have a clear value proposition, and that they are, whether it's changing the industry, whether it's elevating a product, whatever the standard, et cetera. And then making sure that all the marketing tactics that you are investing in have some form of ROI. And we look at it both qualitative and quantitative. So yes, quantitative numbers. Yes, we want to make sure that whether it's sales or heads in beds, whatever the ROI is important, but also qualitative. Is the messaging getting through? Are we making an impact? Are we seeing increased interest? Those are things that truly matter, especially when there are tough economic conditions ahead.
Yeah, truly. That is indeed a good point. And people overlook that qualitative piece, you know, especially if you're up in the C-suite or something, you know, you want to see the numbers and all that, but that qualitative part matters so much. Very cool. Right. All right, thanks.
There's a short-term gain, yeah. And then there's the long-term, right?
Yep.
I always talk about ads, right? And digital ads specifically. Yes, those are important part of the marketing matrix and the one of the four P's. And you can spend, let's say, $10,000 and make back $15,000, and that's great. But when you turn those ads off, you see the impact. So yeah. You have to think about the qualitative and the long-term potential of your company and your brand in addition to the short-term gains.
There you go. Yeah, very well said. All right, cool. Thanks. Now, your work with Screwball Whiskey has helped them become one of the fastest growing spirit brands in the U.S. Now, what type of media strategies and marketing campaigns did you implement to increase retail consumer growth for them by nearly 2,000%? And how have you maintained that growth in the long term?
Well, I have loved working with Screwball Peanut Butter Whiskey for the last 4 years. It's been an incredible journey with the team. I recall first trying the whiskey in the founders' homes and, you know, really building the strategy and building the storytelling capabilities. I think, we have a beautiful founder story, husband and wife, mom and pop story that just took the nation by storm. For us, it was all about crafting that narrative around the founder story, the core value proposition, the disruptive nature of the flavored whiskey. At that time, we were the first peanut butter flavored whiskey. Since then, there have been a lot of competitors that enter the marketplace because they saw the success of it. So for us, it was all about that storytelling, identifying the different angles, and then leveraging the right media channels and the right social media and influencer channels to tell that story. Again, for us, it's all about authenticity and how do we really identify the right stakeholders who are the drinkers, the brand aficionados of this potential of this customer, and then speaking to them in the right way. So messaging, storytelling, the right outlets, the right methods of delivery, the right influencers as well. Influencer marketing is something that we offer and has been a big part of this program. and again, about authentic connections with that brand. So that's something we've been doing for the last 4 years. And yes, having this brand become the fastest growing spirits brand in America for the last 2 years has been so rewarding. And having this company contribute to the economy, create jobs, give back to causes, you know, has been really impactful as well. For instance, during COVID, we helped execute a Screw COVID campaign that helped give money to those people who lost their jobs in the hospitality industry and the restaurant industry. So being part of that bigger story, in addition to obviously the brand itself, has been really rewarding and powerful for our whole, our entire team.
That is a very cool success story. Thanks for sharing that with us. And kind of a good segue into this next question. What is, what's the best thing to you about being in PR?
Wow. The best, that's a tough question. I think for me, you know, every day is a little bit different, right? We start out with a strategy for our customers. And because we work in three different verticals, healthcare, technology, travel, hospitality, and consumer products, for me, it's a little bit different probably than for most. I love the fact that we can identify what really moves the needle for these industries and for these brands and being able to add value. But anytime we see our clients grow and thrive, that's a really fulfilling moment. I always joke that I'm not going to be the one in the laboratory sequencing a genome to try to cure cancer, but our clients are doing that stuff and we can help them amplify their message, get in front of potential patients, customers, for instance, in healthcare and tech, and save lives. And in other verticals like travel and hospitality or consumer, create these extraordinary, memorable experience, once-in-a-lifetime moments with special loved ones. All of that why is what drives me. And what is really the most rewarding part for me in our work is identifying those why and helping our customers deliver on their mission and vision.
Very cool. Excellent. Excellent. All right. Thank you for sharing that. Now, okay. How about this? What's the biggest mistake that a PR pro can make?
A PR pro, I think not considering the big picture. So it is very easy when you are supporting different customers or even one brand, if you're working in-house, to get lost in the tactics. And I think a big mistake is thinking about the tactics and losing sight of strategy and those KPIs. I think at the end of the day, we always want to make sure that what we're doing is supporting the business goals of an organization. And if we get too far down the line of tactics and not stand back to look at strategy, we may end up doing things that aren't important or impactful, but keep us busy. This can be a very tough industry, and you can work 24 hours a day if you need to. The news cycle never ends. There's always something to talk about. The media never stops, right? So it's always important to check yourself and hold yourself accountable to say, hey, is what we're doing today still relevant? And if not, is there an opportunity to course correct and go back to the strategy? I think that to me has been the biggest learning curve in all my years in public relations and in marketing as well. It's just not losing sight of that or getting too far down without assessing, reassessing, and refining.
There you go. Right. Okay, good. Okay. Now you talked about your career track. You know, it was very fast, forward moving pace. And so let me ask you this kind of bittersweet question. What do you think has been your biggest failure and what were the lessons you learned there?
Great question. Biggest failure. Well, let's see here. I've been doing this for 22 years in different capacities, right? I think, you know, when you're working at an agency, whether it's this agency or any of my previous experience, it's all about the team. And it's about having the best team to execute on the vision and to execute on the goals. And I think over the years, it's easy to lose sight of that too. And be, you know, go for good versus great. So I think for me, not so much a failure, but just a lesson learned is to make sure we're always going with great. And that means hiring great people, talented people, having great clients as well. So I love this book called Good to Great. And it's been one of my mottos for the last decade is just, hey, good is good, but great is really powerful. So opportunity for me is just course correct myself, course correct our team, and always go that 1% better every day to make sure that we're getting to great. Now, one of our core values is exceptional client service. It's not good client service, it's exceptional. And that takes time, effort, energy, and having a great team. So it's just an opportunity, I think, for me over the years and learning is, hey, how do we take ourselves there and challenging one another? And hey, by the way, not everybody wants to be great, and that's okay too. But we stand for great, and we want to make sure that that's what we're offering our customers and to each other as we're growing our team and developing in our leaders, that we're offering them that great versus good.
Well, there you go. That's a great answer to that question. I appreciate that. All right. Thank you, Anna. Now, finally, how can people connect with you?
Yes. Well, our website is crowpr.com, crow with an E, like Russell Crowe, no relation. And of course, we have LinkedIn channels for Crow PR, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, you name it. And I'm also on LinkedIn as Anna Crowe. And would love to connect with viewers, listeners, et cetera, and speak about obviously the industry, but also extending it to integrated marketing and the various industries out there.
Very cool. All right. Okay, everybody, that's all the time we have. And again, we've been chatting with Anna Crowe, the founder and CEO of Crowe PR. So thank you, Anna, for your time today. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Richard. Really great speaking with you today.
Absolutely. Very good conversation. So we hope you enjoyed this episode of PR Profiles brought to you by Agility. And before you go, how confident are you that your media database's information is reliable and that you're targeting the right journalists? Because Agility is proud of our data accuracy, which is made possible by our global team of in-house researchers working alongside AI technology to make sure journalist, influencer, and outlet information is relevant and up to date. To learn more about our database or take a free tour, check out agilitypr.com. Okay, thanks everybody for tuning in. Thanks again to Anna Crowe. I'm Richard Carafell with Agility PR Solutions, and we'll see you on the next episode.